His blood, we're washed clean, and now we have the victory.
Welcome to New Covenant Ministries. God bless you today. May the Lord fill you with His life abundant in the mighty name of Jesus. I've got a quick but very powerful word for you today. Let's look at a scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 14 through 17 says, "For by one offering He has forever perfected them that are sanctified in Him." That's what the Holy Ghost is a witness of to us. That's what verse 15 says. "For after that He had said before, 'This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more.'" This is what the Holy Ghost is a witness to us of. We have a longer message on our website. Feel free to go check it out. You'll be blessed by it. But it says the Holy Spirit will never convict a believer of sin. That's what the Bible teaches us. In John 16, it says the Holy Spirit will come and convict unbelievers of sin, but believers of righteousness. It says here in Hebrews chapter 10, the Holy Ghost is a witness to us of the new covenant, that the Lord has promised never to remember our sins and iniquities again. A major part of the new covenant is God's promise to never bring to mind our sins. We have a guarantee from God that He won't hold them against us, that He won't even think about them or allow them to enter His mind. It's amazing. God's relationship with a believer is now based on the work of Jesus Christ. In Christ, our sins have been taken away. They have been paid for in full. When we come to the Father in Jesus' name, He only sees the life of Jesus, and therefore we have free and total access to Him, not based on what we've done, but based on what Christ has done. Jesus did not come to provide a temporary cover-up for our sins. He came to take away our sins. In God's eyes, when Christ was crucified, we were crucified. In Christ, we have paid our debt in full. Beloved, you need to know, if you're a born-again believer, that He has forever perfected you. If you have given up your life, "Lord, I don't want my life, I want Yours," and you've had a born-again experience, He will never remember your sin against you again. He's removed it from you as far as the east is from the west. Praise the Lord. I hope you were thoroughly blessed by this short word. There's a lot more where this came from. You could visit our website at ncrministries.org. God bless you richly in the marvelous name of Jesus. And the power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame. Yes, He did.